Alright, here we go. First show.
Oh, it's going to be special.
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 162. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Woohoo!
Fozzie.
No,
and Jeff.
Guess what I'm drinking?
Alcohol.
You saw me standing alone. No, I'm not. I'm drinking Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
But here's the twist. Here's the twist. I'm drinking Maximus.
Ah, that's good stuff. Some
fucking pro.
Why is that
a
twist?
I don't know. Tony, tell us.
It's basically their higher gravity IPA.
Oh.
Does that mean?
It means the alcohol content of the beer is higher.
So Jeff is going to get drunk.
That's exactly what I need.
Oh, perfect.
And Fozzie is drinking like every 9 minutes or something like that, so this is going to go real well.
I'm gonna
have it is? Here. It is strong. It's 8.2. Damn.
That's slightly stronger than the lager I'm drinking, so.
Yeah, the lager you're drinking is probably like 5 at most.
No, it's actually an 8%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What is that?
It's the blackberry lager I get.
That's not right.
It doesn't taste like anything except juice.
That's interesting because most lagers aren't that high in alcohol.
Yeah, no, like normally when I get Yingling, it's like a 4.6 or something like that, or maybe a 5. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk some games.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Not it.
Who's been playing something?
I've been playing more Europa Universalis. I know Jeff loves that game.
Pass.
Yeah.
Did you import your Crusader Kings 2 thing like the nerd that you would?
Here is the sad thing. So
no.
I have Crusader Kings 2 through Gamersgate. I got my review copies on Steam, so the two aren't compatible.
Nerd!
Here's the really sad part, though. I immediately added Crusader Kings 2 to my Steam wish list. I'm totally going to buy it when it goes on sale this fall. So that I can do a new fucking game and play all the way from the beginning and import it into EU. I'm doing it.
So how does that work? Like, is it continue off after Crusader Kings 2? Is that where the timeline starts?
Right, so Crusader Kings, after the newest expansion, started in 865 AD and ended in 1444. 1444 is the first year of EU.
Okay.
Plus, you don't even have to actually finish your game. You don't have to play it all the way to the end. You can actually import it to any from any point. In the timeline, it'll just start you in Europa Universalis at 1444.
Okay.
So, like, I'm sick of this. I want to move on. You can just do it at any time, which is kind of cool.
Improvements over the last one, or?
It is significantly better. I really like the music. The previous EU games have all had, like, they've used period pieces, which are nice. But period pieces aren't typically designed around, like, gameplay. So now as you play through the game, like, when nothing's really happening, you got, like, this soothing music. And then when a war starts, like, it moves on to, like, a battle theme and it gets all exciting. So that kind of stuff is cool. I talked last week about the graphics. The weather effects are really, really cool. One thing I will say though, while the terrain map is nice with the trees and the plants, the changing seasons and the animals like walking around and like seeing trade ships moving around, all that stuff is really cool. The game kind of has that Batman Arkham City effect. Where you're like, they put all this work into this one beautiful portion of the game. I spend most of my time playing from the other map types. Because you spend most of your time, like, most of the time you're not at war. You're, like, doing other stuff. You're, like, doing diplomacy or you're managing your economy or whatever. And you just, you click off the brain map because it's not as useful for those things.
Okay.
So you switch like the other planar maps, which still look great, but they, you know, they don't have that eye-popping beauty of the other one, which is kind of weird.
Got ya.
I mean, they made lots of system tweaks to the game. It used to be that you could, build up a massive army and just steamroll your opponents. They've added a bunch of features into the game, like, force caps. So you can only build so many units, in relation to your population.
Which makes sense.
Previous games did have like a population cap, but once you could like spend your whole cap and then it would go down to zero and then it would, you know, slowly charge up again. You could spend it all again, but now you get like capped in the number of units you can have. So your army has like a maximum size. They also added frontage, which is kind of a feature they stole from their other games. So basically, if you move your army into a territory, it can only like fight with so many units at a time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the, I guess the Persians at Thermopylae would be a good example.
Persians.
Exactly. So the Persians have 2 million men versus 300 Spartans. But the Spartans just choose a spot where only 300 guys fit through the hole. So it's like 300 versus 300 the whole time. That's the kind of effect the game has now, where, the terrain determines how many troops you can actually deploy effectively. So building up that massive army no longer has that effect. It's just a bunch of really, like, cool tweaks, that really provide a lot of service to longtime fans. Cause the series has been around for more than a decade now. And it just shows how far it's come that they're able to make these improvements. I don't know. Lots of other cool stuff I could go into, but, I don't want to bore everyone silly.
Don't do it.
The game is a lot of fun. If you've never played EU, this is probably the easiest one to get into.
Okay, so this might be the one for me to try.
Yes. They've done a lot of simplification in terms of the interface. A lot of the processes are less spreadsheet and now more personal. So the stuff like the diplomacy makes a lot more sense. Like, I want better relations, so I send my diplomat to your country instead of, like, going through all these menus and trying to find out how you could tweak sliders and whatever to make stuff work. There's also a really good tutorial. It is still a complicated game, but it's not as complicated as ones in the past. And they do a lot better job of explaining it.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes. People should play this game.
I won't.
People who played Crusader Kings 2 and liked it should really play this game.
Oh,
Bozzy.
Yeah. When I have money and when I played the other Steam games I bought for the sale. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
You been playing anything else?
I made a mistake this afternoon and started Skyrim again.
Did you beat Skyrim initially?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what was your thought process behind
play
this
it
one?
Differently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just it. I played through it the first time as a mage. I really focused on magic and like conjurings stuff. And, you know,
yeah.
Now I'm playing through as a warrior.
Okay.
I got my axe and my shield. I'm going for it.
Real quick, Fozzie, take a drink. You have 9 minutes.
It's done.
9 minutes.
Let's do it.
Did you get the expansions for?
I think I will pick those up shortly.
That might give you something else.
Something new to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I rebuy that game because I sold it for like max profit? Or not profit, but max value. Like I got like $40 for it. And I was like, you know, I can always get this again if I want. It's like at least $30 now, right?
I mean, unless you plan on playing it right away, I'd just wait a little bit.
Just wait more, yeah.
Because they just released the legendary edition of it, which it has all the DLC.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's $60.
Yeah.
So I would wait till that drops. If you can get that for like 30, that's not a bad deal.
Just want to throw this out there.
Yep.
They are coming out with a complete Elder Scroll collection, which yes. I can buy just for the maps alone.
Morrowind?
All of yes. them.
All of them.
What?
That's a PC.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, right. Doesn't count at all.
Oh, fucking hell. Hefe, just get a goddamn PC already. No.
Won't do it.
And it comes with all the DLC for Skyrim 2. And it's what? $70?
That's not bad at all.
80.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know what? I think you should do this, Jeff. You shouldn't buy a next-gen console. You should buy a gaming PC.
I shouldn't do that.
Okay, like, where else are you going to play Euro Truck Simulator 2?
Yeah. That's
think
true.
Think of all the strategy games you could play.
Think of all the indie games that you are banking your PS4 purchase on that you could play 4 months before they come out on PS4.
Or I could buy a PS4 for cheaper and it'll be as powerful as a good PC.
But only for a short period of time.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Like, that's fuck PC. PC's bullshit. Half time, I go and start my PC, like, it doesn't run, or you do this, you do that, you tinker with it.
When was the last time you, like, actually played PC games, like, on the regular basis?
Yeah, that was before Steam, dude. Yeah. What Steam
I never did.
Yeah.
I never did, because every time I tried, it would be like, oh, well, this doesn't work.
No, and I understand what you're calling, like, when I started PC gaming, that was very much how it was, but over the last 4 or 5 years with Steam, like, it has become, it's like using Xbox Live. Like,
dude.
You just download the game, it auto-updates. Very rarely are there issues where it won't run right away.
Mm-hmm. Dude, even when I went to go play Diablo 2, which is like 10 years old, I had issues trying to get it set up. No, I heard it was because it's an old game, and I'd, like, fucking trick my PC into being old.
Thinking
or
it's
something.
Old, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to do that. I should have to click a button that says start.
Stop it, goddamn it.
But I mean, like, here's the argument to that. Like, yes, it would be great if you could just hit a button that says start and go. But PCs are very much like consoles in a way where the operating system changes, and like Windows 7 is, or Windows 8 at this point, is nothing like Windows, you know, 97 or what the hell did what the hell did Diablo 2 run on?
That was XP, probably.
XP?
It had to be XP, yeah.
All I know is, alright, if I want to play a game on console, I put the game in, it plays. That's it. There's none of that.
That's exactly how it works on Steam now. Like, I want to play this game, and I press play, and it boots up, and I play it. And I get Steam achievements, and I get trading cards, and
I buy awesome games for like $250.
And I can, yeah, that, and you can easily take screenshots by just pressing the F12 key. You can play with a controller. Like, I play most of my games because they're basically, they have the same control scheme as like the Xbox games.
Yeah.
So you just play with a, you know, a wired Xbox controller.
Yeah, the big goddamn hater.
I don't need to. I have no need. No need.
Yeah, but you can play Outlast in 2 weeks.
I will.
I'm gonna already be done it and be like, this is the best game ever, and you're gonna be like, I'll play it in March.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what you're gonna do with Rogue Legacy.
You're not gonna be able to play Total War Rome 2. Think about the gap in your life.
Never.
Only PC game I ever played, like really played a lot of, was Sims 2. That's all I ever need.
Sims 4 is coming out.
I'll get it on. It was good on Xbox, Sims 3.
It was. I have to admit. It wasn't great. It was good.
It was everything that the PC version was, as far as I know.
No, it wasn't. It didn't have any of the expansions. It was quite a contact and content in comparison to the PC version.
No, but, if you count expansions, yes. Which I don't know why they didn't release those.
Because nobody bought the game.
Yeah, it didn't sell.
That's because people associate The Sims with PC gaming, though. Like, it's what it is. I'd be really interested to see how Diablo sells on 360 and PS3, because...
Fuck that game.
One, fuck that game. But it's
it's
over a year old at this point, and it's... The people that wanted to play it, I think, outside of Jeff... I liked it. Fozzie hated it, but...
I'm going to get it on Xbox and play it with my bro.
No, listen, the town porter portals and the fact that you have to wait 10 seconds to leave the game are the two worst decisions they ever made in that fucking game.
Which I'm not sure will be in the console versions.
That would be awesome. If you,
it's going to be amazing.
You don't have to be connected.
Well, that's all I care about, because that's the whole thing about hardcore, is that if you can't get out of a boss battle, and like, then there's no... I don't know. That
right.
All I'm saying
is, way too easy to die.
Yeah.
4-player co-op. Let's do it.
I don't know if I could. If it wasn't $60, I would probably get it.
Oh yeah, that's just it.
I paid $60. Well, actually, I paid more because I got the collector's edition. I paid $100 for it like last year, and then adding an extra $60 on top of it, like I can't justify that. Not with so many other games coming out. And,
like, see, that's why you shouldn't play on PC.
But why? I've already got the experience.
Because now you can be excited about it and you play.
No, but now I can buy another game that comes out this year, not play a year and a half year old game.
It's going to be amazing. Don't worry.
No.
I hope you enjoy it a lot, Jeff.
I'll send you pictures of me and my buddy on the couch like, oh my God.
Yes, you do that. In fact, send a whole like string of them, because then I'll just use them as the podcast image for like a month straight.
Well, like be leaning into each other and smiling, high fiving.
Yes,
it'd be awesome.
Like super bro moments.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great. Yeah, it's funny too, because I'm getting it. And, like me and him back in the day, back when I was in college, we used to play Baldur's Gate: Dark Alliance like all the time together. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be like old time.
Well, that's good. Hey, if you have fun with it, that's cool. You know, I'm not going to try and stray you away. It's just, for me, it was a disappointment considering how much time. There's a 10-year gap. A lot happened in those 10 years.
Scared.
Fucked up. Yeah. More than 10 years.
Are you saying it's not a good dungeon? Crawler? Is that what you're trying to say? Or are you saying it's not Diablo 2?
They made changes to Fozzie's Diablo 2.
Do you like
softcore? Yeah, I won't notice that.
Do you play softcore or do you play hardcore?
There's no hardcore in Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. So.
Right, like, he plays softcore.
Okay. Yeah. If you're playing softcore Diablo 3, I don't see how you would, like, I don't think you'd notice a difference. For a hardcore person, it was not catered. I wouldn't say Diablo 2 was catered to us, but it was perfectly...
Problems?
Aha!
It was perfectly like, just the design of it was so great. But now it's just, it's okay for softcore. That's all I'm gonna say about that, so.
I don't like softcore. What am I talking about?
Easy.
Here's the thing. I don't know.
Don't say it.
You don't know.
You forgot the thing already. Stop drinking.
No, I was actually telling my buddy about hardcore mode. He's like, fuck that.
I love that. No, it's funny. Like, I don't like playing the hardest difficulty in games, but I love playing a hardcore, like, one life type game. I get my adrenaline rush from that.
I mean, I'll try it just because, it is an interesting premise.
Yeah, if it's like the PC version, you can create multiple characters, so you could create a hardcore character and then have like your regular base that you're
it's
running.
Fun, but like, yeah. What's going to happen, I guarantee you, is like, you're going to get up to like level 15, you're going to start to get into it, and then you're going to die once, and then you're just going to like, get over it. You really need someone that plays hardcore with you that will like push, like egg you on.
Yeah, but if you die, then you have to start over. Fuck that.
Yeah, but those close deaths is what makes it fucking awesome. Because you really like, have a huge adrenaline rush. You're like, holy shit, I barely made it out of that. And no matter how careful you are, you'll always find yourself in situations where like, you start to freak the fuck out and you feel like you're about to die. And so that's what makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine it being very intense.
And especially with Diablo 2, it's so great because back then, you know, no one had internet that was good at all. So, like, lag would hit, and then there'd be, like, a whole crowd of monsters, and then all of a sudden your health bar's going down really fast. You're like, fuck, I need to find a way out of here quick.
That sounds intense, but not necessarily fun. It sounds awful.
I'd start
crying and breaking things, and I'd punch holes in the wall.
But after you get good at leveling up, like, I could level up a guy to level 70 in a day back in when I was really good at, like, Diablo 2. So, I mean, after a while, you're just like, all right, time to start a new guy. Let's fucking do it.
It's intense. It's too much. Yeah. Can't let.
When does that come out, Jeff?
September 3rd.
Yeah, that's really soon.
Right around
there.
The corner.
Yeah.
Right, and it is Labor Day. Expansion, too. I guess we're going to talk about that in the news, or...
What was that?
They announced the expansion for the PC.
Oh, I didn't hear it. We definitely bring it up in our news, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Tony, play anything else?
No.
Fozzie?
Yeah?
What have you been up to?
You know me, just fucking not much. The only thing of significance I've been playing is Dishonored. Seriously, I was in the same boat kind of as, I don't know if everyone else is in this boat, but like, I'm going through my backlog, because I know there's gonna be a shit ton of games we're all gonna want very shortly. So I was like, okay, I'm looking through, I'm like, I wanna start Skyrim because I got all the DLC now, but again, that's a 60 hour game. I wanna boot up Kingdoms of Amalur because that's another 60 hour game plus. Right. Like, fuck, all these goddamn games are like, fucking like, you gotta put a lot of time into them. So, I kept perusing, and then eventually I stumbled upon Dishonored, which I've kind of been going back and forth with. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna fucking, let's play this. I hear it's only like 12, 14 hours at most.
Not even, from what I heard.
Okay. So, and I've just been playing stealth, cause I like a good stealth game, so, I'm about 2 hours in, I'm not very far, but, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I really am. It's really cool, like, some of the elements they put into that game as far as for, stuff like action. The missions are nice, like, as far as, like, the levels in between are about 30 to 40 minutes, so they're definitely manageable. And, yeah, it's cool. I don't know if you guys have beaten it yet, but,
I played the demo.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll beat it by, and this game has been like, they've pretty much been trying to give this game away recently. It's just, I've seen it for like $10 at times, and, you know, I've heard nothing but good things about it, so, I want to try and beat it before I get heavily invested in my next game, which will probably be Saints Row. So. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, besides that though, I don't know. I tried playing my Vita a couple days ago after the press.
Tony has some Vita news later, so.
It's that.
Vita!
Jeff, what have you been up to?
I've only been replaying, Pikmin 3 again.
Still
buying
good.
More fruit. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, and like, there's like a bunch of shit, like, you could just pass up, so now I'm like, digging into it. And other than that, just watching my buddy play Need for Speed has been fun. But, like, I haven't been playing it at all. He keeps going, you want to do a race? I'm like, no, dude, I'm playing Pikmin on the gamepad, you know?
Right.
Mm.
That's about it.
Alright. I played some stuff.
You played everything again.
Not everything.
How dare you.
Almost everything.
Maybe. I guess, we talked about DuckTales last week.
DuckTales.
It's okay.
Woo!
You told me to buy it.
I did.
Remember this? Remember?
I did. And maybe you shouldn't. You save that money for Flashback or Brothers or something.
I feel smart.
You know, save it for the DLC to Pac-Man Championship.
Oh.
DX. Comes out soon. What did I play? Let's see. Disney Infinity.
Yes.
What do you got? What do you guys want to know?
Is it fun?
I like it.
It's just like all different shit, right? Like it's just not like one type of game.
Right. I mean, I haven't played a ton of it. I've mostly been playing the Pirates of the Caribbean piece. So the game comes with three characters: Sully, but not Sully from Monsters Inc. Sully from Monsters University. So the younger Sully. I'm not entirely thrilled with that, but whatever. So Sully, Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean, and Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles. The game starts out as you just start out as this little like speck of stardust, and it you know kind of shows you how to like move around the screen, and you're gathering other star bits, and you start to take shape into. At first, you're just like this massive ball, and you start going through, and magical shit starts popping up, and then you kind of form into a person, and Disney characters that you know start popping up, and it's just this great like. It sounds really dumb, but it's just like this pure joyous Disney moment as the game starts, like.
Sounds like my life.
Right, like every day you walk down the street and this is exactly you, Jeff. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm playing the Jeff simulator.
I was wondering, Jeff, have you not bought this yet?
I'm not buying it because I have my limits on what's acceptable.
Wait, you bought fucking Disneyland Connect.
Yeah, no, I didn't buy it. Oh, no, I did buy it.
You did get Connect Disneyland.
I bought it, but I never opened it, and I checked it out from work, and I tried it, and I was like, oh, this game sucks. But I went to Walmart, and I returned it, quote-unquote.
If Jeff had kids, he would totally be in the
Yeah, game. If I had kids, dude, oh, I'd be all over it. Like, I'd be like, and I'd be telling my wife, like, the kids really love this. It's really cool.
I need to get everything.
Yeah. By the way, Fozzy drink.
Yeah.
Walking over here.
So... It also comes with this other piece. It's this crystal piece that has the Monsters logo on it, the Incredibles logo, and the Pirates logo. Put that on to the base, which is this really paper-thin portal that RF reader. I mean, it's a nice build quality or whatever, but it's really, really small. And back to that for 1 minute. That is... has a 3-foot cord. So good luck playing that, like, if, you know, you have a normal size living room and you don't sit 2 inches away from your television screen. I had to go find, like, an extension, a USB extension cord, which I actually did have to make it so that I could play it from the seat that I normally play in. And also make it so that when the kids play it, my youngest daughter doesn't come along and like trample them, because it just would have been a nightmare with having it as close to the TV, and she would have knocked all the shit off. That's really bad design. But anyway, the opening game, it's this great, like, you run into like Rapunzel from Tangled, you run into Woody from Toy Story, and you go on like a short adventure with the Incredibles, and you jump from pirate ship to pirate ship, and the pirates sing, and the race is with lightning and the cars folk. It's just this great opening moment, and then they toss you into the game proper, and it gets a little weird there, because to do anything, you need to like bounce through menus upon menus to get anywhere, and yeah, so it's
I think kids love that.
I mean, they haven't sat down to play it yet, but I'm thinking my wife is gonna hate it, because like if my 5-year-old wants to play it, she's not, you know, fully, she's not able to read quite everything yet, and she doesn't quite know her way around a dual analog controller, and figuring out how to play the stuff she wants to play is going to be somewhat difficult. As opposed to where Skylanders is, like, the game boots up, it introduces you to how to play the game, and you plop your character on the portal. It doesn't have to be in a specific place on the portal. That's the other thing with this portal is there's three slots. One is for the playsets, the other is for toys or power discs. And they're shape-based, so, like, you know, a three-year-old could probably figure it out, but actually navigating the menus is going to be a pain in the ass. The gameplay, though, is fun. Like, the Pirates game is this kind of open-world action-adventure game. It's very simplistic. You know, it's one button to shoot, one button to attack with a sword. You can jump. There's very simple puzzles. It's very much designed for, you know, kids to play, but it's still fun to play, so... And like, some of the quests are really easy, like, go do this thing, where it's like, bring this person to the tower. So, like, you pick the person up, carry the tower. Quest complete, shit pops out of the sky, like, fireworks, and you gain 500 coins. And there's other ones that are a little more complex, like, find, you know, the five pieces of the ship, and you have to, like, wander around, and then there's some different areas that you have to climb to, and that's going to take a little more skill for players. It's not anything that, like, any of us is going to have a problem with, but you know, it's something that, like, you could be, like, with your kid, like, hey, I got this. Great, look. It's easy to play, well-designed in that manner. It's also really, really kind of evil.
In
the way that it's designed. There are aspects of the game that require you to have all the characters from a particular playset to unlock. So there's a vault.
Capitalism.
Yes. There's a vault in the Pirates playset that requires you to have Jack Sparrow, which comes with the game, Captain Barbossa, which comes either separately or in a sidekick pack, and Davy Jones, which comes separately or packed in a villain pack. If you don't have all them, you can't get into that vault. There are other things that you can get just by having Jack Sparrow, but you can't get into that specific vault. It's like, I want to know what's in there. So do I want to spend $30 more to know what's in there? Like, that's
Now have you already, is my question.
I had already bought those characters, so before we even started, like, I had already bought that stuff, so it's not locked out for me, but I could see, you know, a parent that's, alright, I'm gonna plop down the $75 on this, but you're not getting any more characters until, like, your birthday or Christmas, because they're not particularly cheap. They're, you know, $14 pop, although if you went to Toys R Us, you could buy everything, buy one, get one half price on launch day and the day after. Made it really easy to get a lot of stuff.
Sounds like you have issues. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
But he's buying them for his kids.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like...
I need to make a baby.
Yeah, you do. Have girls, so it's like, I needed to get girl characters.
Exactly.
So I had to get the girl characters.
But the thing is, alright, I told you my problem with this game, right?
What's that?
I want to play as Snow White.
Right, okay, so that's the other piece here that it bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers you, Jeff, as, like, a classic Disney fan, is all the characters so far that are in the game and announced to be coming to the game are from, like, the last 15 years of Disney.
It's bullshit.
Mostly Pixar. The only classic Disney... and I'm using the term classic here loosely, I'm using it as the way they determine classic, is Rapunzel, who was in Tangled, like, 3 years ago. And there's a movie coming out called Frozen later this year, and there's going to be two characters from there. Oh, and Sorcerer Mickey will be available sometime early next year. I'm really excited for that one, but outside of that, it's like, These are not classic characters. These are not the characters that I grew up on playing Disney. And that's, I kind of want that, and I'm sure that they're going to fleece you for it. There'll be like a Disney Infinity Classic Edition where that's all it is, and you could use the characters from Disney Infinity 1, but like it'll be all new playsets and, but yeah, I want, you know, I want a Peter Pan playset or an Alice in Wonderland playset or a Sleeping Beauty playset.
Dude, like, Pinocchio.
Right,
plays the jackass from Pinocchio.
Right, or, I mean, there's like the Black Cauldron. I mean, you probably never see that because nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about, but like that would be perfect for a game like this. Robin Hood, Sword in the Stone. And you know that they're going to do like the Muppets and Star Wars and Marvel and Indiana Jones. This is going to make them a mint of money. I just don't like the way some of it's positioned. I actually think Skylanders does it a little better, even though that's probably in many people's eyes worse. But I can go buy the starter pack for Skylanders and like four other characters and my kid can access everything in the game.
Yeah. It's also, they're also, like, besides the concept, they're different games, right?
So each playset, and that, I will kind of give them this on that, is each playset is a 10-hour game. So, when you go buy the Cars playset or the Lone Ranger playset, you're getting another, you know, 8 to 10 hours of content.
Uh-oh.
Wink!
So that's almost like in many respects that's another game, right? Like 10 hours is, for $35, you get a 10-hour game. If it's good, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I haven't messed around with the toy box mode yet too much. We'll see how that goes. I hear there's some really cool creations out there. Like somebody has created the castle from a Mario Kart, like that track, to do races on, and people have done like other really cool things with that. Mine is gonna look like, you know, a handicapped child made it, but that's more some handicap when it comes to making these things.
That's true.
My kids are probably gonna make better shit than I am, but. So that's Disney Infinity. I'll report more as I play more, but I like it so far, but there are issues that I have with it.
Send me the game and all the toys once you're done. And we'll pretend it never happened.
Except I have a feeling that like once my kids sit down with it, they're going to love it, so you're never going to get those
toys. Wait, you haven't let them play with the goddamn game.
Well, it's like I got it in the mail yesterday from Amazon. And by the time I was able to open it up, it was like 9:30 at night. So that was when, like, they were already asleep. And then tonight, like, my girls had dance and my son had football, so they didn't get home till 8:30. And it was like, all right, off to bed with you, because we got to be up at 7. So
Daddy's got to play Disney Infinity.
Yeah, that I sat down
for a podcast.
I sat down and played with fucking toys in front of the television. Yeah, my son is really looking forward to playing. Like, he already has like the characters that he wants to play as. And the cool thing is that, like, you know, if his friends get it, he can take the characters that he has, that are, you know, he's already gained experience on, and he could take that toy over to his friend's house. And, you know, if he has a level 7 Jack Sparrow, like here on playing at home, like when he takes the character there, the figure, he'll have a level 7 Jack Sparrow on his friend's machine. So that is kind of cool.
Sexy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough toy talk for today. I played a little bit of XCOM. What was it? The Bureau XCOM Declassified. I'm not sure about that game.
It is a new title for one.
Yeah, the title's awful. The aesthetic is great. It's like 1960s. I think it takes
1950s or something, isn't it? Or 50s or 60s, something like that. Yeah.
I think it's 1962, because I just read a...
You're right.
Character's docket and his file, and it said that in 59, his family died in a fire while he was on a mission somewhere, and he became an alcoholic in, like, 1960 after he found out, and...
It's like Mad Men, basically.
Right, yes, it's the Mad Men of video games with aliens. So everyone's played XCOM, right? The Enemy Unknown. There is minor tactical gameplay in this. It is pretty much a third-person shooter, but there
I heard it was more akin to Mass Effect.
It looks like Mass Effect. It looks awesome.
Yes and no.
But you can do more. You can do more, it looks like. Like, you'd be like, this key goes here.
Well, yes, you can specifically tell your players where you would like the
Wait, you can what?
Game.
Did you just say specifically?
Specifically.
Pacifically.
Pacifically, yeah.
Okay.
Pacifically.
Like the ocean.
And then Atlantically.
And Atlantically, and Indianly. yeah, so you can actually position them. You can tell them where to go. And they will go there, and then you could give them a secondary order, like, you know, do a critical strike on this enemy, or lay a turret down, or whatever. It works okay, I guess. Your guys go down, you can revive them. There is permadeath, from what I hear, but I don't care about anybody that's on my team, so I don't know if I'm going to care when they die. They do level up to, like, level 5, and they get better as you play, but it's the shooting is okay. Everything moves really slowly. It plays like Gears of War, but really, really slowly. Like, it's a cover-based shooter, so Tony hates it already.
Great.
With that tactical element and, you know, a cool-looking aesthetic, but I don't really care. Like, it's just not grabbing me right now. I don't know. But what?
I don't know. The whole, like, 1960s, early 1960s vibe, that would be enough for me. I'd touch it.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it. It's just not grabbing me. Maybe I need to get a little further. Cause, like, I really only played the first mission, which was a lot of tutorial. I hear it's about a 15-hour game, so we'll see. If it picks up, I may stick with it, but I'm not in love with it. I am in love with Plants vs. Zombies 2, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to play it so bad.
I have it, but I haven't played it.
It's so good. Okay. So, changes to the formula here. It's free to play. Off the bat. Like, you
don't know how I feel about that.
But I haven't run into a situation. I played it almost all the way through the first world, because it takes place in time. Crazy Dave is back, and, you defend your house at the beginning. And after you're done defending your house, you find a bottle of hot sauce, which Dave wants to put on his taco that he's been saving since the beginning of the outbreak. And this RV that talks comes up and says, "You might not want to eat that. It's probably bad."
I wouldn't want to eat Dave's taco either.
Right. But she you know, sets in motion for us to go back in time so that Dave can eat his taco, except she drops us off in, like, ancient Egypt. And, bad stuff starts to happen. You have to defend against, you know, zombies there. And it's all on this, each level, you can choose to play, like, as you go along. And then there are side quests to go on, where you can gain other plants or other things, like plant food, which is one of the additions. So certain zombies carry plant food. When they drop the plant food, you can then use that on any of your plants that you have out. So if you use plant food on a sunflower, it shoots out like 150 sun. But if you use it on a pea shooter, the pea shooter becomes like a machine gun temporarily. Or there is a watermelon shooter that if you use it on that, it basically like shoots up, it basically makes the watermelon shooter into like a Scud missile launcher, and it just launches all these missiles out to kill just about everything on the screen.
Ooh.
You gain coins like you did in the last one. You zombies drop coins, and you can use those coins to actively partake in the game. There are three active, I guess, power-ups that you can use. The first one allows you to, like, squeeze off the heads of the zombies, so you have a limited amount of time. I think it's only like 5 seconds, but you can go and you pinch off all the heads of the zombies as they walk up. So if you're getting overwhelmed, if you're getting overrun, you can quickly, like, spend 800 coins and pop off the heads to clear some stuff out. The other one allows you to flick them and throw them off the screen, and then there's one that shocks them. You can buy coins in the store for real money, but I haven't found the need to buy. Like, right now I have like 11,000 coins. Most of the missions are doable without doing that. And if you're going and doing the side quests, like, you're getting the plants that you need that'll make the game, you know, on level with the difficulty that you expect. It's a great, for me, I think it's a great experience, like, all the way through. I would gladly give them money for it. They do lock some plants behind a paywall, but I don't think you need them. So the snow pea shooter is behind the wall. Like, you have to buy that one. But there's only like six or so plants, though, that if you want all the plants, you'd have to buy them, but I don't see why you'd need to, because they give you everything up front. It's a lot of fun. And every once in a while, the Yeti shows up. He might appear in like a mission that you've previously done, and if you go, he drops a lunchbox, which has a special prize in it. Sometimes it's a new plant, sometimes it's a new power-up, sometimes it's like extra coins or a key. The keys allow you to do the side quests, so I really like it. Some of the side quests are really cool. Like, there's a match game where these zombies are walking with like hieroglyphics, and you press it and it flips it, so you have to, basically you're playing memory. It's like really quick timed memory, and if you can't get the lead ones, they'll eventually get in your house and attack. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's one of the best iOS games I've played so far. So
now, do you find, like, I was all willing to pay for this game. Do you think it was a mistake to make it free to play?
I think it is.
In what way, Jeff?
Because it's just stupid to lock out content that should have been there. Yeah, I get it. You don't need the stuff to beat the game, but I don't know, charge me $5 and I'll be happy to fucking just buy the game, you know?
Well, see, this is... I'm talking about the opposite way. It sounds like Chris has access to nearly all of the content.
Right, you do. Like, there's...
And he hasn't paid a cent.
No.
It's fine for us, but, like, I just, dude, I'm, like you said, you'd happily buy this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why is Plants vs. Zombies 2 free to play? It doesn't make sense.
Because
it's Plants vs. Zombies 2, man.
There will be somebody that isn't willing to, you know, do the side quest, which, and here's the thing about the side quest, is the keys are random drops. So to get them, you have to go back and replay other missions. So it may get a little bit grindy, or I could see where people be like, this is too grindy, I just want to move on. So they just mainline the main thing, which you can do. You just won't get the really cool plants. Like, there's this graveyard, like a tombstone ripper that goes on and it just squeezes the tombstones out, which right now there is a zombie that goes out and he throws bones, which creates tombstones. So if you don't do that side quest to get that plant, you may have a harder time. So those people that are just mainlining it are probably going to buy stuff like that, where they can just buy power-ups, or they can buy buy coins to do the like the active power-ups. They're going to make money. Just not
they will.
From me.
I just feel like people like my dad, who like he loves Plants vs. Zombies 1. He's played through it probably 30 times.
Right.
Like, he'll be confused by that. Like, what the fuck? I don't have to buy that game, but then like,
but
shit that I have. Like, it's not, like to me, it's just. I think I understand people like it. I don't like it.
I don't see why he'd be confused though, because it really does lay that stuff out. Like, hey, go to the store. Here's what you can get if you want that, but you don't need it.
Well, will it be like that?
It
on
is.
All platforms.
I don't know if they're gonna do that on. I have a feeling that like when it comes to like Xbox Live, you'll probably pay $10 for it.
What about PC? That's what he'll play it on. Like, it's not out on PC yet, right?
No. It's not out on anything except the App Store, so I have a feeling like when it comes to those other platforms, you'll probably pay a little bit of money.
Okay.
But they'll probably make more money off the iOS version. I would gladly give them money. Just give me a reason to give it to you. I think it's really well done. Really smart game. And I'm not going to... you know, yell at them for giving me a great game for free.
I don't know how I feel about the free-to-play model. To me, it's just like, I'd rather just get the whole game and just pay whatever amount you want for it. Like, if it's a cheaper game, I'll pay $10. That's
but that's the thing. You are getting the whole game. You're not,
am I?
Not getting, am like, I? You are. You can play every level. Like, the only
Stop
thing
the
is...
the whole person, Hefe, and just get the goddamn
He
I have it. So. I haven't played it yet.
Jeff, you are getting, like, from what I played so far, to be fair, it's only that first world, Egypt, but everything is accessible.
Alright.
Without money, and, like, what is, you know, what they do are asking you to pay for, I'm viewing it as just like DLC. Like, it's like, okay, well, here's an extra character that you can use. Like, here's an extra power up, you know, here's the snow pea shooter, or, you know, there's like a bonus that you can buy, I think it's like $4 or whatever. It gives you a 25 sun start bonus. Like, there's stuff like that, so like, if you want to spend money on it, you can. I haven't seen a need to do it though.
Alright, I won't complain about free shit. That's cool.
You just
By the way, by,
just
I know.
Complained about free shit.
I know.
I heard it.
Like,
you dumb goof.
Yeah, I sound weird saying, like, I'd rather just pay for it, but, like, I don't know, it's just the way it used to be. We were walking 5 miles through the snow to school.
Shut up, old man.
But, on a slightly related note, you guys see the Peggle 2 trailer?
I have not seen the Peggle 2 trailer, but I'm excited for Peggle 2.
Or Peggle.
Xbox One launch.
It looks like Peggle.
Yeah.
And I love it.
That's what it should look like. If all of a sudden you were telling me it's not Pachinko anymore, like, I might be angry.
It's a third person shooter, like, Plants, Zombies, like the other one.
Garden awesome. Warfare? Yeah, I really want good. That too.
Yeah.
Has anybody played the Plants vs. Zombies Facebook game?
No.
No.
It's weird.
Facebook is evil.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
The place is filled with villainy.
Yeah, it's like the Mos Eisley Cantina. All right, let's do some news.
News.
Gamescom is this week.
Yeah.
So there's tons and tons of news, both Sony and Microsoft. And I believe EA and some other companies had massive press conferences where they announced lots and lots of stuff. Among the larger stories, Sony announced that the PlayStation Vita would now be priced at $200.
Okay.
Which seemed to be struggling in the sales market, but they also announced a crap ton of games for it, including, among other things, Minecraft and Borderlands 2.
I don't know how Minecraft's going to work on the Vita.
It has like a touchpad, doesn't it?
It does have a touchpad. So, I mean, like, you can play Minecraft on just about anything at this point, so I suppose they'll make it work.
Shoo! Drink it up! Chew it up!
I just feel like they announced lots of games that were already out on other systems that I already had.
Yeah, like Borderlands 2's last year's big news. Like, when is that coming? Like next year?
Let's see. 2014.
Yeah, so, like...
Oh, the outsourced Borderlands on Vita? Is that what you're talking about?
Is that what it was? Was it outsourced to a different studio?
Of course it is. It is a Irrational Games. Or not Irrational. I'm sorry. I'll take that back.
Iron Galaxy is the developer. They just made the new game a Dive Kick.
Oh. Okay.
So it may be outsourced, but it's outsourced to a studio that's done decent work. So.
All right. I don't know if I have any desire to play Borderlands 2 on the Vita, though.
I have zero desire to play anything on Vita ever. It could go fuck itself.
That's not true. That's not true, Jeff.
Why? Why?
Batman.
Yeah, it looks good, but I'd rather, at this point, like, I'd rather play it on a system I use.
Batman. Just fuck Vita. But that's where it's going to be best, is on the Vita.
It'll be better, I'm sure. Yes. But I'd almost rather have it on, like, a system I actually use than just get rid of the Vita, because it's garbage.
But Rogue Legacy is coming to the Vita, too.
Alright, fine.
Right, and since you refuse to get a PC.
Fine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are cool indie games on it. You have the system, like, you might as well utilize it.
I guess. I mean,
they
just
give you free games for it. Like, free in quotation marks. They give you free to play on it.
I have literally not touched that system in probably 6 months. Like, what? I don't even know where it is. I don't even know where my Vita is.
Well, that's a problem.
It's in a box somewhere. I don't give a fuck about that system. Like, it's awesome, but there's so little content for it. Like, there's even less content for that than there is for Wii U at some point. It feels like, anyways. Like, at this point, you feel like the ball should be rolling on software, but it's not.
Yeah, Vita is...
It's dead.
I guess Dragon's Crown came out, right? But
whoops,
when was the last game before that like, a retail game, big box copy that people rushed out, wanted to rush
that,
out of it.
Well, yeah, there was that one where, like, you could lose your limbs. What the fuck was it called? It was like a...
Rune Lost Quest.
No, there was, like, a big game. It was a guy that made Mega Man, actually. Chris, you know what I'm talking about?
No. Was it the Capcom game?
Yeah, what was it called?
I'm drawing a blank. It was kind of like a...
It looked like a Demon's Souls or something.
Yes.
Like, where you would lose your limbs in it. Like, you'd permanently lose limbs to, like, I don't know, do something.
That sounds so dumb. Like, what if you lost both your arms?
Good. I don't know. You fucking fight with your...
Yeah, I know what game you're talking about. I don't think it did quite well, but...
It didn't, but that was like a big... That was like a... quote unquote big release for it, you know. Yeah,
Batman,
it looks cool.
Is the only game this year that I'm looking forward to, so.
Yeah, and that's gonna be on other systems. Well, it's gonna be on 3DS as well, so.
Yeah, but I wanna play it on a screen that looks nice. And...
Yeah, I'd probably rather play it on Vita, but like.
With, you know.
That's cool. Like a very thin thread to be like, that's why I'm holding on to my Vita. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I have PS1 games on it, and I have other stuff on it to play, so.
Me too. I guess I have all the Resident Evils and shit. True. Yeah, I take everything back. I'm sorry. Sorry, Sony.
You can use the Vita if you want. It's alright. Because Sony's... I don't think this $200 price cut is going to make much of a difference.
Wait. $200 price cut?
Well, it's cut to $200.
Oh, so that's not going to help.
No.
You need to be, like, At this point, I'd give that shit away.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't announce, like, there was that rumor going around, right, Tony, that at Gamescom they were going to announce a bundle with the Vita, a $500 bundle.
Right.
Oh, with PS4?
That did not happen.
PS4, that didn't happen, though.
They should do that, though. They really should. Like,
they would lose so much money with that, though.
I don't care.
Like, I would love it, and I would totally get one, but it doesn't seem to be financially possible.
It shouldn't even be a special bundle, though. That should be the standard system. Like, you get the... Yeah, they would lose a lot of money, but you should get the PS4 and the Vita with it for fucking $400. That would be awesome.
For $400. Like, they were saying it would be $500. They were... Like, IGN was presenting the rumor as it would be a $500 bundle, but I can't see them doing it for $400.
No, I can't either, but even $500, like... That's a pretty good deal, actually,
yeah, and that's why Tony said he would have got that.
Yeah. But 400, holy fuck. You light the world on fire with that, in my opinion. It's like two systems for price of one, you know?
Well, especially since they're trying to present the Vita as, like, kind of their Wii U
gamepad.
Controller. Yeah.
Yep. What else? Too bad I already have a Wii U. Ha ha! Win.
We got. What else we got in news?
Sticking with Sony, they actually announced their release date, November 15th in North America and November 29th in Europe.
I called it.
We do not have a launch date for the Xbox, although they've already been outed in previous at previous times to being sometime in November.
Yeah, well, they had said November.
I think if they want to be crazy about it, they'll launch the same day as Call of Duty. Now that would be really crazy, but
well, there is a rumor that they are, because they did also announce Xbox, and this is a Europe only thing, that all their Xboxes there would be bundled with FIFA 14 at launch, and the rumor is that in the U.S. Xboxes will be bundled with some other game.
Hmm.
Yes, they just haven't announced what it would be yet.
Well, what other launch titles are there? Like, I was thinking Titanfall, but that's not a launch title.
Well, let me send you, because we have it now, the complete launch day lineup for Xbox.
It'll be bundled with fucking Rare's stupid sports game.
Well, it's supposedly a third-party title that would be bundled with it, and... Like, the only ones that make sense to me are Call of Duty or Battlefield.
Right. No, the rest of them are all kind of, they're not system sellers.
No.
If it was Call of Duty, that's right there. Holy shit.
It wouldn't shock me for it to be Call of Duty, if only because that was the centerpiece of their initial launch presentation.
Right.
And that would be
and
just
also,
continuation of their messaging from the beginning.
And a continuation of their, like, partnership with EA on that, like, or not EA, I'm sorry.
Activision.
Yeah, Activision. Like they have always had, like, the map packs come out first on us, and a month later, those fucking assholes on PS3 get it, you know?
Right. And that's the same. That's going to continue.
Like, if I were Microsoft, I would pay whatever dollar amount they want to include that game with the console. I really would. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they're looking into that.
$40 per copy, you know? I'd pay fucking $50 per copy just because I would sell the system. It would.
Well, they are doing a kind of crazy thing with GameStop where you can get the Xbox One version of certain games that are coming out on the 360 for $10 if you trade in your 360 version of that game.
Nice.
So, like, they're basically, and I'm sure Microsoft is the one.
Well, so Sony's doing a similar thing with select
so like,
games, yeah.
So, like, say you buy Madden in August, and
hey, Madden is
then,
on this list.
Then you want to upgrade it. It's only $10.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know why you ever want to do this, though. I mean, you figure you've been playing Madden for 2 months.
Right.
You got your franchise all set. You leave all your save data behind and, like, start over?
Well, see, the Madden thing doesn't make any sense. The Call of Duty and Battlefield thing, though, is actually pretty cool because your progress carries over to the new game, to the new system. So if you start your career on 360 or PS3, because they're doing this on both, your progress will transfer over.
After two months, you're gonna be done with the game anyways.
Madden.
Like, oh, I get a new version of it with like all new shit. So I'd do it.
Here's the thing though. Every time Madden has switched generations, the first one has sucked.
It's not good.
Had those next gen visuals, but feature wise, it has been completely like it doesn't have any of those features.
I agree with you, Tony.
That's true, but that doesn't mean they have to follow that.
But I also wonder if this, like, you know, if you've played Madden for, you know, 2-3 months at that point.
Right.
And you're kind of done with it, but you want to see what the new one is.
Yeah.
For $10, like, you trade your other one in, which you're probably not going to go back to.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you...
I'd do it.
Yeah, like, I just want to see what this one's worth. You pop that in and give it a go. And if it's not any good, trade it back in.
That's true.
Do it up.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a way to at least get people to sample it. So it's interesting.
I also have, I'll send this over just in case someone has.
Wait, are we still talking about Gamescom?
Yes. I also have the PS4 launch lineup.
Before we move on to that, is there anything on here that, on the Xbox One that like really jumps out at you guys?
Dead Rising.
I mean, it's not anything like special, but I mean, I think it's solid.
I think it's solid.
There's not really. Yeah, Dead Rising. I think that's a pretty sweet. I don't know. Zoo Tycoon, that's a fucking launch game. I don't know, but,
Really?
Published by Microsoft.
Crimson Dragon, that could be kind of like an underdog, or maybe like a, did they show just CG for that, or did they show actual gameplay footage? Like, do we know what exactly that is do we know?
I don't think so. I don't think they showed it.
Crimson Dragon?
What type of genre?
It's a kind of Panzer Dragoon-ish.
So kind of futuristic combat.
Yeah, like flight combat probably on a rail almost.
Are we thinking Panzer Dragoon?
Yeah, I'm thinking Panzer Dragoon. I don't think we've gotten much more detail than what we saw at
E3. I don't know what anyone would expect as like far as like maybe like a Halo. It's salt.
Yeah.
This is infinitely better than the Wii U's launch title.
There's four or five games I could see myself getting off this list.
Yeah. I mean,
for launch.
I mean, if you want your heavy hitters, they're there. Assassin's Creed, Battlefield, Call of Duty,
Dogs.
Watch Dogs, and then,
Wii U had all that.
Wii U had a bunch of games that had been out for months.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they did have that, Jeff. But then on top of that, you know, Xbox One has, you know, Forza and Dead Rising 3 and Rise, Peggle 2,
NBA Live 14, which isn't coming out for the.
Meh.
There are some solid exclusives. Hopefully they turn out good, but on surface level, they look like solid exclusives to sell the system.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, outside of Zombie U and New Super Mario Bros. U, there wasn't much on the Wii U yet.
I'll still play them.
I enjoy my Wii U.
Hey, Pikmin.
A year later.
You're dead to me until you get Pikmin. This is going to be like the new XCOM, where every episode I'm going to be like, Pikmin.
So this other list is what is...
It's Sony's list.
Coming out on day one is that first piece, right? So.
Sony's later. List is a bit sparser. It contains a lot of the same games as the Xbox list and just a couple exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Drive Club, Killzone, Knack. A big time exclusive that's on par. I mean, yeah, Xbox One does have like some of those other downloadable ones like Peggle and Loco Cycle.
Well, if you scroll down in the Sony list, they also have a pretty good list of digital titles.
Right, and free to play stuff like Warframe is coming there and PlanetSide 2. These are
I do have a hard time believing that Minecraft is a launch title for the PS4 and not for the Xbox, because the Xbox did not provide a list of digital titles.
Wait, Minecraft's going to be on PS4?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Minecraft
is coming. Oh, I didn't know that.
PS4 and Vita, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks like also on the PS4, DC Universe Online.
Wow.
This is a weird... I didn't look at their digital titles before. This is a weird list. Flower?
Yeah, Flower. 3-year-old game.
If you could call it that.
Yeah, they have lots of free to play, like Blacklight, Retribution, Warframe.
Wait,
is free to play. The PS4.
Dude, I'm buying PS4 right now.
Alright, settle down over there. Do they have?
You're buying it for the free to play games, right?
For like a lot of that shit. Like, I don't know, I'll probably get it. Like, pretty soon after launch.
Warframe.
Probably before Christmas I'll get one.
Contrast, I saw that at PAX East, that looks like it's pretty cool. But that's also coming to other platforms, so.
Then again, I could buy Xbox One and play Dead Rising 3.
Or you could save your money and buy a PC.
I can save my money and just play fucking GTA 5 and
right.
Other good
GTA Online? Like.
It's forever. It's like the greatest game ever, they already said.
Until they go, hey, we're releasing an Xbox One and PS4 version of the game.
Are we drunk and play golf and stuff?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Excellent.
We'll
play the stock market together.
We'll be playing some GTA Online together.
Yeah, I don't know what console you're
getting
it on.
I'm getting it on PS3 for sure, no doubt about it.
Why?
Xbox.
Because it's optimized. It's optimized.
Yeah, when I think about multiplayer fun, I think definitely PS3. That's the first fucking console.
Whatever. I have a headset for it, so.
It's awesome if you're mute.
I do too, Jeff. I have 4 headsets for it, and none of them work.
Exactly. The headsets just like.
I got Turtle Beach for it, and it works, and the game is optimized for it, and it's one disc, so that's what I'm doing.
Please explain optimized to me.
Yes, please, because I don't think you're using the word properly.
It is kind of built on PS3. Like, it is, it'll run better on it, it'll look better on it.
Uh-huh. And you know this how?
Because they have said as much.
They have not said that.
Whatever, it looks better. I love when people say that.
Ubisoft said the same of Watch Dogs. They said the same thing. It's built around PS3. It's like PS3 has become strong later in the gen than Xbox. Leave what you want. But
sure, but nobody's...
I have the facts here.
I'll take Xbox Live and a superior control over the fucking PS3. Thank you.
That's my thing with Watch Dogs is... I want to play that multiplayer-wise, and so I want to play it on a system I know people play multiplayer games on.
Yep. I'm thinking PC or 360, so I'm still kind of up in the air for that.
Get GTA 5 on PS3.
Don't get it on fucking PS3, you goddamn jamook.
There's no way I'm buying it on Xbox and dealing with 3 discs that will scratch and fuck that.
Why would they scratch? Like, what do you do to your discs?
I don't scratch them. I'm just saying, I'd rather have it on one disc. It's real simple.
You're fucking making excuses.
You just said your discs are gonna scratch if you have 3 of them. Why would they scratch?
I'm just saying that they can scratch.
Your PS3 also eat your disc and
superior product.
don't Jeff know about clumsy. Superior.
That's my, what it is. If my, there's more than one disc,
it has
like
better graphics
and falls.
It's built for PS3. I'm going to get on there.
It's not built for PS3. This just kills me about people. They don't understand, like, there's a certain, like, system architecture, and that's fine. But when was the last time there was a significant difference between a release on the 360
yeah,
and PS3?
Exactly.
When?
Burnout. Burnout many Paradise times. 5 years ago.
Many, many times.
The only one I can think of is Skyrim.
Oh,
with
yeah,
all those,
that,
like, scaling issues, saving issues. But
yeah,
that was worse on the PS3 because the system architecture is borked.
There's also, I heard Bayonetta wasn't as good on PS3,
but they patched
out
and fixed it. See, that was a more of a development issue that had nothing to do with the system. And they actually patched that and fixed the problem.
Well, I know I saw this for GTA 5, but I'll say for Watch Dogs for sure, they said it is like best on PS3. The city's more populated. It feels
right.
Better.
Well, here's what I'm doing for Watch Dogs. I'm not playing it on PS3 or 360. So
whatever. How dare you?
I'm gonna play it on the best looking system. Also, I heard the voice acting in that game is awful.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
What do you mean?
It's bad.
Yeah. anything on the PS3 list, like the actual, you know, retail list that jumps out at you guys though?
I'm not looking at it. I refuse.
I mean, Drive Club, you kind of get for free, right? If you have PS Plus.
Right.
That's cool.
So what, Killzone and Knack? Like,
Knack I would like to play.
I mean, that's,
I don't know. Yeah. I probably won't buy either of them at launch. Probably just play with my GTA 5 PS3.
Oh, you know what I pre-ordered this week? I pre-ordered Rise. I did it.
I think the game looks cool.
I think after Crytek talked about it some this week and changed their annoying button prompt thing, be a lot more interesting to play.
Oh, did they modified that in some way?
Well, they removed it because it made it look like the game was a series of QuickTime events,
yes,
and it's actually not. So they just removed those button prompts, and it just plays completely differently. So
cool.
I've read.
Alright.
So I'm in now. Give me Rise. I want to be a Roman and kill a lot of Gauls.
Rise is like a game I'll have a couple hours of fun with, I think.
Nope.
I hope so.
I feel like it's a solid 7.5. A
yeah,
solid 7.5.
I give it a 7.2.
Oh, okay. So,
I give Jeff a 4.
Okay. 4.3.
I give Hefe's fanboyism fucking a 10.
Yeah. Dude, why would you buy any of this shit when you could buy Wii U and Mario at Christmas? Fuck all that.
Dub has become a Sony fanboy too, so there's a lot of conversions going on here. I don't like it.
Yep. But... Dude, Xbox is dead.
All right.
It's dead.
It's dead except for their launch lineup, which has twice as many games in it as the PS3 lineup.
Uh-huh.
All
right.
Dead.
I'll bet you $50.
I mean, so if
what are you going to bet me $50, Jeff?
I don't know.
Because I'm probably going to take up this bet because I've heard some of your predictions over the past couple of years.
I'll bet you
way, way off. So
I bet you,
please tell me this $50 bet. Please go ahead.
All right, I bet you in the month of November and December that PS3 outsells, or not PS3. Probably will, but PS4
is going to outsell the Xbox One because there's going to be more of them on the market.
Right.
Neither of them are going to be available.
There's no demand for Xbox One.
That is not true. It is sold out at every retailer at this point. Right.
Okay, yeah, all 10 of them.
What do you mean all 10 of them?
Because there was no demand to begin with, so...
Uh-huh.
You watch and see. I'll bet it. You haven't
watched
it. Oh,
F.A., I feel bad for your narrow, narrow mind.
Just wait and see. Just wait and see. There's no way Xbox One beats PS4.
I mean, I agree. But it has nothing to do with the fact that people don't want them.
Really? Because I never saw anyone really wanting an Xbox One. There was, like, the only people that came in reserving Xbox One were people like, I look at Xbox, so I'm going to do that. That was it.
Well, right, except that Xbox and, or Microsoft and GameStop in particular had that whole fallout to begin with, so GameStop never pushed the system.
Yeah, I mean, but the GameStop will sell whatever they, like, you give them, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care, like, whatever. Like, you know, if you're going to say you could do unlimited Xbox One reserves, you would, but except they didn't need that because no one gave a fuck. No one wants
Xbox
One.
Wait, did your store sell out of Xbox Ones?
It did, but
okay, stop right there. Now you're just lying to us.
I'm telling you the truth.
Manipulating the data. You're like, oh, it's being outsold by so much. And they weren't allowed to sell nearly as many as they were allowed to sell PS4.
That's quite
goddamn.
However, there's no however there. No, you can't like put
in
lots of
interest in Xbox One.
What? What?
Huh?
Most people who came in weren't interested in Xbox One. I'm telling you.
How do you know? The news gets out on the internet that it's sold out everywhere. They don't come in anymore.
Most people that came in the Jeff store, though, which we also know from past experiences that the best-selling games are FIFA and King of Fighters, so...
Yeah. Well, I
don't know if your user base is the best demographic.
I'm telling you, there's no way Xbox One comes close.
In what regard, though? If both systems are sold out from two holidays, so not this year, next year?
Through
the holidays.
Through January.
Yes, because there's not going to be an allocation of that. Sony is releasing in, 33 territories? Microsoft is releasing in 13.
Right. It's pretty clear now that Microsoft is the company, not Sony, that has outdistanced their supply chain with this launch.
Yeah, outdistanced, motherfucker.
I mean, we will see if, you know, we can go in December 12th after both systems are out, and if there is a giant stack of Xboxes on the shelves.
There will be.
I don't think there will be, Jeff.
I
don't think there'll be a giant stack of Xboxes.
I don't think you're gonna be able to find either one of these things in stores.
Exactly.
But I don't think that, like, you know, if there was no Wii U in stores last year,
there was
Wii U
in stores.
There was Wii U. Some
if Microsoft makes dude, if Microsoft makes fucking Xboxes and you don't find them in stores. That means nothing, dude.
You're right.
They're making less because there's less demand.
No.
There's no demand for Xbox.
No, because if there was less demand, they would be able to release in all 21 territories that they wanted to release in.
Right.
They can't. They had to cut 8 territories out of their release plans.
Because they literally don't have that many Xboxes.
They just don't have the
system. They literally don't have any interest in the console. There's no interest in that console.
You don't entirely drop a market because there's no interest.
You're right. You don't drop Russia from your launch sales of like, oh, nobody wants it. Like, why wouldn't you try and sell it there so you can get an extra sale?
Because if you don't start selling it there, you're never going to sell it there.
I'm talking about here, though, in North America. Like, dude, there's very little interest in Xbox One.
Oh, you're so... Every time we have discussions, like, okay,
which,
go
you're talking to three people that want to get an Xbox One. There's no interest in
it.
Great.
Good for you.
Jeff, you just deny the data, too. That's the funny part, is that we look at, like...
I'll give you data. Lots of data.
The only data you have is from your silly store, which you've admitted that you've manipulated and lied to us.
You are
a liar. You are a lying liar who lies.
I've not manipulated, dude.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
There was, liar.
No, be quiet, liar.
No. There was a weekend. There was a weekend where we got to take unlimited Xbox One reserves. This weekend you could take Xbox One reserves. They're back on all weekend, right? I had one person reserve an Xbox One.
probably okay, do need to work that again.
I'm telling you.
But Jeff,
like, but the damage is done with that system. There's a lot of damage done, like, from E3. A lot of damage.
I don't disagree, but I think
they've changed everything.
Right. It's a completely different system now from what the...
But nobody fucking knows that. Nobody cares.
Well, everybody knows that now.
But if nobody knows that, then, like, where would they even know that it was in the first place? Like, they had to get the information
from
somewhere.
They heard from people like me that tell their friends, are like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so you're one of those people that would be like,
yeah.
I'm not going to
yeah.
tell them that they changed this because like, I want them to play PS4 with me.
Not only is Jeff a lying liar, he's manipulating people now.
So it's good to know, like, a couple years down the road, what's going to be good and what's not. Like, you really don't. Like, PS3 was set to fucking blow up, and it didn't. So, how do you know the same will be said about PS4? You don't. You just simply do not.
I'm just saying, based on, like, internal numbers, like, there's maybe a third of the interest in Xbox One as there is in PS4.
How weird! It's a third of a pie that's gonna be there where the interest is. You don't know this at all.
I like Jeff making up his numbers off of his ass. It's great.
Listen, the fact is that I think the Xbox One is going to hold its own. Yes. It has some bad juju from what it said and what it has turned around. But at the same time, you don't know. 2 years down the road, that's going to be old fucking news. So it's not like Xbox doesn't have time to turn it all around. It's not like people are just going to look at this first 6 months before it's been launched and be like, oh yeah, I'm never going to buy one. It's going to happen.
I'll get one.
Yeah.
But why would you get one if it's dead?
Just play Dead Rising 3.
But if it's dead, Capcom will just port it to the PS4 because that's the only system that matters.
Alright, then I won't get it.
We don't want you on the Xbox One, Jeff.
That's right. You've been forbidden. You've betrayed the Xbox One now.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't want you.
That's right. We're going to use those new Microsoft reporting features to, like, get banned. Assuming you ever get one.
And Jeff, you don't think that if Microsoft comes out next month and goes, hey, every unit of Xbox One that you buy from launch until, you know, through January or February comes with Call of Duty Ghosts, you don't think that's not going to spark some interest?
Yeah, I will, for sure, if they do that.
Like, I mean, at that point, you're getting the system with a game in the box that does bring price parity up quite close.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Right, Call of Duty, the you know, the most popular franchise in the world right now. What? You put the most popular game in a box and go, here, we're giving this to you with our system. I think people are going to be on board with that. It's if it happens, but that would definitely ease some people's minds. Like, they might forget about some of the things they were upset about.
Yeah.
Maybe not you, but...
I'm just saying, based on what I see, I don't see that. Like, I see the PS4 way outselling.
Right, and I don't think anybody here is disputing that fact. It's going to way outsell Xbox One at launch. It's going to way outsell Xbox One probably in the next year because there just is not the hardware for it. We'll see once things get moving.
There's just not the hardware for it. Wait, Microsoft can't create hardware?
They can't get enough systems
right,
to market.
How's that? That's weird how that works.
What do you mean it's weird how that works? Like, that's what's happened with other console launches like the Wii. Like, they couldn't get enough out of the gate. Like, Xbox...
How the fuck can Microsoft not get enough out there? They can sell any amount they want.
What do you...
That's bullshit to me. Oh, they can't make enough.
Right.
This is huge. Make enough. The biggest company in the fucking world can't make enough.
Well, they're not the biggest company in the world, but regardless,
like.
And, I mean, the rumors were beforehand that Sony wasn't going to be able to make enough. Like,
right.
If anything, I think they don't be able to make enough because they've over-fucking-pre-ordered.
And
I don't, like...
That would hurt. Yeah. That would actually hurt them a lot if that happened. But I don't think that'll happen.
But if anything, that's more realistic to me than going, oh, well, Microsoft's being conservative because they can't make enough. What the fuck is
that? It's not Microsoft being conservative. Microsoft has actually gone and taken away launch territories to allocate units to areas where they know they're going to sell more. Like, they want to make sure that the US and the UK have the units that they need in them to fulfill those pre-orders. So they've taken them away from 8 other territories.
Yeah, I don't...
I,
that might be true, but in any case, that's a smaller number than whatever PS4 has done. Like, there's no way you're going to tell me...
Nobody is saying that
we
the
have
PS4...
All of us agree with you, Jeff.
The PS4 is going
PS4.
To outsell it. The PS4 is going to outsell the Xbox One.
By a lot.
Yes, by a lot. By a very large margin.
To a 5-year-old.
Because there are not... the Xbox One units available to match sale for sale. Now,
so Sony can manufacture so many more PS4s than Microsoft can. That's ridiculous to me. That's
why
ridiculous
is it ridiculous?
To say, oh, they can't manufacture it. That's
look, it takes months and months to make the millions of consoles you need for a console launch.
Especially when you're changing
it is
your console
very
every
possible.
Weeks.
Exactly, and it is very possible that Sony hit mass production a month before the Xbox. Which would mean that they would have hundreds of thousands more units to sell at launch than the Xbox would.
Boom. Take it. Yeah. Hey, do you saw that Boeing thing going on?
Yeah.
Oh?
You've missed like fucking 4 of them probably.
No, we haven't heard it in a while. Gotta be honest.
Let me see.
You can't even Boeing correctly, Jeff. What are you doing over there?
No, I'm doing it correct.
I need a drink here.
There's
okay.
Literally 11 seconds left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Alright, let's move off of guessing about how many units fucking systems are gonna sell, cause who the fuck cares? Don't you just wanna play games?
I like games.
I do.
I just want to play games.
Why can't we all just get along?
Hey, guess what? Oh. I'm getting one of both, so I'm going to play games on both.
Yeah, I'm going to play both, too. Hallelujah.
I would love to play, like, Xbox One games. Apparently, they can only make 3 consoles, so, like, I can't play it because it's going to be sold out.
Hey, Jeff, I have a pre-order on Amazon. You can have that one. I mean, you have to pay for it.
Guilt's done.
I'm not giving it to you for free. I don't have an extra $500 to
on,
give
man.
You a console. But I have not canceled my Amazon pre-orders yet, so I should probably do that
now.
I need to start paying
mine,
actually.
There's like, apparently, like, Microsoft can only make, like, 100 consoles worldwide because, like, you know, demand's so high and, like, they can't do it.
And Fozzie, Tony, and myself are very lucky individuals, and we were able to
secure we have all 3 of those consoles.
Yeah, all 3
it's
of them.
It's awesome.
But we are going to have the most awesome multiplayer sessions.
Boom. I can't wait to play Destiny and have awkward conversations like that trailer had.
Right.
Those fucking... And Hefe is going to be stuck with his PS4, and the PSN won't even work for 3 months when it gets going, and then who's going to be laughing now, Hefe?
Fanboys. Fanboys.
I don't.
You're the fucking.
I don't think criticizing Sony for their network issues is fanboyism.
Sony, we've never fucking brought up statistics out our ass like you have.
The networking's fine, it's just downloading stuff, like, they, like...
That's
like,
the network.
Like, or... I know, but I'm saying, if you're playing a game online, it works okay, but, like... It's just, like, when you download, or you, like, get a game, it's like, install,
right.
install, you
guess,
know, like...
Guess what I
want
to do when I sit down to play a game? I want to play it.
Yeah, you had to wait a while with all the games.
It took like 30 minutes when I fucking booted up my Vita to play it. Because of the fucking system restore, or the system update.
Your Vita?
Yeah.
When was the last time you used your Vita, though?
Well, it's been a while.
Right. Like, that's our fault. Like, there's probably been like 10 system updates in that time. Like, all right, what's next in news? Let's stop talking about this.
America.
Well, apparently, when the Supreme Court made their decision in 2011, declaring that video games were protected under the First Amendment, they actually played video games for the first time. The justices on the court, in order to like educate themselves to make the ruling.
What did they play?
They didn't confirm which games they played. CNN did report that the court was sent copies of Resident Evil 4 and the 2010 Medal of Honor game.
Oh.
Why? That's awful.
If you think of two games to typify video games, those are the two you would choose. I don't.
Well, Resident Evil 4 is pretty legit, but
alright, yeah, give him that. Resident Evil 4. But a bad Medal of Honor game? Whatever.
And who like decided to pick these two games? Like, who like was on the board when they're like, alright, we gotta pick two games to play. Let's pick a fucking Resident Evil game. I heard about zombies and stuff. And then they're like, oh yeah, Medal of Honor. That's a good franchise. 15 years ago.
They were actually sent this by the folks representing the video game industry.
Oh,
they,
Lord.
They chose those games.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
On over there.
I mean, you'd figure that they would choose games like, I don't know, Flower or whatever.
Yeah, like maybe Journey or Ico or some sort of artistic. No, they gave him the bro shooter. That's cool. Resident Evil 4 is fun for me. Like, that's not an easy game to play, so how do they expect some fucking people that have never played games before to just pick that game up, you know? It's pretty intense.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty crazy and intense.
And you are wasted. Crazy and intense.
That's fucking
so and a lying liar.
Yeah.
We got and I'm drunk.
We knew that, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no guess on that one.
Yeah. Fuck.
And it seems that Microsoft is somehow covertly ending games for Windows Live. They are actually shutting down the Microsoft marketplace actually as of, I guess when this podcast will go up, it'll be yesterday. It seems that Games for Windows Live will end as of sometime next year.
Just the marketplace though, right?
The marketplace is closing now, but the actual Games for Windows Live will end next year.
That's fucked up because like games like Fallout and Dark Souls and other PC games are gonna stop working.
The two first Batman games. This story came to light was that Batman Arkham Origins will not be a Games for Windows Live game. It'll be on Steam.
Which, I mean, that's where Fallout New Vegas went.
Right.
I'm gonna pee on your face! Yeah!
Great, Jeff.
Thanks. I think Jeff's more drunk than me. That's surprising.
I think it's true.
I've had a lot of shots.
It sounds like it.
Just remember, boing, boing, boing. It's coming. It's coming. I'll tell you right now. I got the stats. Let's see. Fozzie is taking another shot in 1:58 seconds. Or 1 minute 54 seconds.
Yeah, I got the
transition. Do we have any questions?
Yeah.
Should I ask for some?
Do you want some? I got some. If you want it.
All right, what do we have, Jeff?
All right, hold on. I like this one. It's comes from Dub. If Jesus played video games, which game do you think he would enjoy most? I say Viva Pinata. That's what I would play if
what's going on?
If Jesus played video games, which game do you think he'd enjoy most? Yeah. It's a God game, kind of. But
maybe like Darksiders, you think he would have fun with that?
I think Jesus would really love fucking Fruit Ninja.
He's killing like in angels and like Fruit fighting off the apocalypse.
I don't know. I think Viva Pinata is the game of games.
I think he's playing Grand Theft Auto because in the end that's all he wants to see, right?
Like, he just wants to go out, like, he's one of those Grand Theft Auto players who just, like, goes around and, like, fucks shit up until the police catch him.
Well, clearly, like...
He'd be, like, walking people across the street in the game and, like, making sure nobody gets my car.
I could see either that or, like, Far Cry, and he'd just be, like, you know, picking it up and playing Far Cry, listening to the dubstepness. Because that's the type of guy Jesus would have been. That's all.
Chris?
What was the question?
What game would Jesus play?
Jesus.
Boing. Boing.
He'd play Peggle.
Who wouldn't?
Because it plays that? Ode to Joy at the end.
And it has like a unicorn, yeah. Fuck yeah. Alright, if Earl asks, using the current pool of Hollywood talent, cast the Mass Effect movie. And this is what I do. Shepard, Paul Walker. Imagine Paul Walker doing Shepard. It's like uncanny.
I can see it.
Anyone else have any casting choices for Lindsay Lohan as fucking Jack?
I can see that.
Now they shave her head, they put some robotic shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
All right, settle down. I'd say Natalie Portman as Ashley.
Really?
Yeah,
I got you. I'm with you on that.
Will be Miranda.
Yeah, you're on it. I'd say, like, what's that guy's name?
Angelina Jolie.
No. I can see her.
No, Angelina Jolie's like Miranda type. Like, she's like more assertive. Like, Natalie.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Oh, for Miranda? Okay.
Yeah.
That. Let's see. Also, for Rex, you'd have that, that dude from Hell. What the fuck is his name?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence for Liara.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good choice too.
And she's done Blue before.
Okay.
She did Mystique in the last X-Men movie.
Yeah, she'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I think Martin Sheen could play the elusive man.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I think Charlie Sheen should. Or Emilio Estevez.
Roman.
Go a little younger.
Right.
Roman. That's him. For a Rex. And then, who would be Garrus? We need someone that's, like, kind of witty but serious. Like Clive Owen. He's, like, a good fucking witty but serious guy.
Jason Statham.
Really?
Two meathead.
Garrus? Isn't he like a fucking alien monster?
Garrus has to be like grizzled and like tough.
Sylvester Stallone.
That's exactly Clive Owen.
Yeah.
And tough.
Stallone.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, like, he's really grizzled.
By now, that's pretty much all that's left of him is the crystal.
I have no idea.
Yes. What else are we missing? Tally?
Yeah, Tally.
I could see, what's that name? Mila Kunis?
Amanda Bynes. Amanda Bynes.
You want crazy?
Where are you getting this shit? You're just fucking reliving your sexual weird-ass fantasy.
Amanda Bynes is Tally. She can be like a robot in a suit. Like,
Jeff, we're making a Mass Effect new movie, not a Mass Effect movie.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Dude, Lindsay Lohan is Jack. Don't say it. Like, dude, that's a good call. Come on. You know it.
It could work. Yeah.
It's perfect. She's so good for it. She'd be great.
I don't know that she can do crazy enough, though.
Who?
Really?
I can't think of her name. The chick who played in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the remake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be good for Jack.
That or Mila Jokovic, or whatever the fuck her name is. She's pretty, like, batshit crazy-ish. I can see her with a shaved head.
And she does have a history of appearing in video game movies.
Right.
Also true.
I don't know. I've always thought that Mass Effect would be a great movie. I think you can make a pretty good...
I don't think it would make a good movie. It has to be like a series.
Yeah, how about villains? Like, how about a Saren? Maybe like,
I don't even know who you're talking about. I'm drunk.
Siren's the bad guy from the first one. He's the one you're chasing down. He's the rogue specter.
What's the crazy guy of Michael Shannon?
That's pretty good.
Or the crazy guy in every crazy role. Yeah.
Jake Cumberbatch, or where the fuck that dude's name is from Star Trek.
Yeah, he's good too.
Being an awesome Siren, actually. Man, I should be a goddamn casting director.
Right? What the fuck? Pay me. I'm smart.
Pay you. Only going to be fucking chicks you want fuck. No.
We'll let the audience be the judge of this. I think I did a good job.
No, I think I did a better job for sure.
Alright.
We're going to have to rename your movie, Jeff. It's going to be Massive Effect, and it's going to be a porno.
Massive Erection.
On that note.
Is that it?
Massive.
No, I have many more. Matt. I have, the rest of these are from Matt, so I'll just preface it with that. Yes, how many bottles / cans of your favorite type of beer does it take for you to become drunk?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think six is like a good number. It depends though, because like IPAs and pale ales. I like Heffenweizens now.
My favorite beer is 18% alcohol by volume. So
Whatever. Yeah. You won't drink it.
Get all schnobby on us.
I can't help it.
You won't ever drink it.
What do you mean I won't ever drink it?
It's too expensive to drink all that. Are you talking about 120 minute?
I drink that stuff. No, I was talking about Worldwide Stout, but...
Whatever.
And there's some others that are also...
Whatever.
...that are really good.
Jeff, are you bringing your factual illogic into all this now?
I'll say my answer.
He's like, Tony won't drink that fancy beer. Who the heck are
you? I'm saying, like, I was thinking of 120 minutes, which is, like, really expensive. There's no way I would ever pay that much. Fuck that. Usually it takes me
I once had a Worldwide Stout in 120 minute back-to-back. It was expensive. It was delicious, though.
It's too much.
It's also
I probably feel buzz after it. Really?
Yeah. It's like having, like, 9 beers right there.
Yeah.
Only in the time it took me to drink 2.
So, like...
True, but I don't see it affecting
me. So what are we talking price-wise for those 2 beers?
120 minutes is very
well, it was on draft for those. I think they were 15 apiece.
Okay, so 9 beers. You go to a bar. You're probably talking about $40. Like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
About okay. On par.
Go for it.
I mean, you're just drunk way quicker than you would be if you drank 9 beers. Like, all right, we just got here. I need to go home.
See you guys later. Bye.
But, yeah, speaking of which, it probably takes me about 9 beers to get drunk. He has more questions. He all has right. Favorite movie where the setting is a prison.
Well, Earth is a prison. So is love.
Love is a battlefield.
I mean, Shawshank Redemption is the easy one, right? Like,
I lean towards that. There's another one I really like. It's called An Innocent Man, starring Tom Selleck. I like that one.
I can't remember the name of it, and it's not particularly good, but I remember liking it. It starred Ray Liotta, and the prison was like this island that,
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the name of it either.
Oh, how about The Rock?
The Rock is really good, too, yeah. And that is basically set on a prison. So.
I think my favorite, though, like, I don't think it's like a wrong choice, is Shawshank. Oh!
Oh!
Hello!
Hello!
By the way, we have prison-themed questions from Matt now.
Great. But did he go to jail over the weekend, or?
I don't know. Fozzie, do you have a favorite prison movie?
Oh, what? I like The Green Mile, or The Green Mile.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Nothing Mile.
Oh, Shawshank.
Yeah.
Shawshank's better.
No Escape was the movie that I was trying to think of, where Ray Liotta was on, like, some the prison island.
There's also The Great Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
There's also a really cool one called The Escapist, which came out a couple years ago. Anyways, all right, moving on. Number two, if your castmates were to call you from jail, what would you guess? What would your guess be to why they were in jail? Guess for each of them and not as a group. I don't know what that last part means.
Jeff would be DUI.
Probably. Something like that. Something like...
Yeah, I was disorderly. Thinking drunk and disorderly, but...
Yeah.
Let's see. Fozzie would clearly be homicide.
Jesus.
Wow.
Homicide. I would figure Fozzie for something like just stupid, like, like he, like, there was, like, a fight, and he tried to stop it, so like, he got arrested with
he got arrested by mistake or something.
Disorderly conduct. Right. Shit like that.
Resisting arrest. He wasn't even involved,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Just, like, he had nothing to do with anything, but he's in jail, and he wakes up at 6 in the morning going, oh, what the fuck happened?
I think if Tony called us for any reason that wasn't major, it would be a surprise, so. See, like, some. Like, you've been swindling money or something for years to pay for your
$50. Yeah, like, embezzlement. It'd be like embezzlement or like fucking, like, genocide. Something like that.
Genocide.
Jesus!
Genocide?
Guys, I'm in jail. I just wiped out Luxembourg. I'm sorry.
Like, it goes from embezzlement to genocide. It would have to be something major, like embezzlement or genocide. It's like he actually did think he was Napoleon.
Or like enslavement. I don't know if that's a crime, but like he's like enslaved like a people's. Like there's like a people in D.C. that he enslaved or something like that.
No comment.
Something big. Like, they find something in Tony's basement that, like, puts him away a long time.
Chris would be failure to condiment.
Failure to condiment. I agree.
If they ever made that something legitimate, they would just have to kill me. Give me the death sentence.
The hunger strike, because they just keep putting ketchup on your hot dog and putting it on a hunger strike.
I refuse to eat.
Keep that away.
I would assume, like, if Chris was in jail, it would be because of something we did, you know? Like, I'm calling you, like, you put something on the website, you shouldn't have put it on there, and, like, that's what it would be. Like, it wouldn't even be, like, Chris's fault.
Don got me arrested.
All And yeah, I think we covered our bases on that, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Final question from Matt, also regarding prison, I think. For a $100,000 salary, would you quit your current job to be a full-time security guard in a maximum security prison?
Fuck no.
No. No, thank you.
For $100,000?
Fuck no.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I will. But for $100,000 to be a security guard in a prison? Yeah, granted, you could what? Die. But
all right, so, like, I have to $100,000, I guess. What am I doing in the
you're
prison?
You're a security guard.
But you're doing like, what?
They do, like, they, like, make sure everything's safe.
Like, prison,
yeah, like transport centers, between
so
places.
Janitors yeah. also make sure everything is safe. Like, what exactly
no,
am
you
I
never
doing?
Seen, you never saw a lockup on MSNBC? They, like, transfer the prisoners.
Yeah, no.
They talk to them. No. I would.
You
want to
put me
I would
in,
do
like,
it
a booth?
Fucking...
That I can like press a button and open and close it. I would.
What?
Maybe
you afraid you're getting stabbed?
Yeah.
They're not gonna do anything to you. They know it's not your fault. Like you didn't do anything. You're just doing your job.
Well, maybe they're just trying to, you know, make their, you know, spot in the gang because they're gonna be there forever. And one of that
well,
is
yeah,
you
gotta
shank somebody else. You gotta
yeah,
shank one of the
like,
guards
yeah.
and like, oh, look at him. He looks like he sits around and plays video games all day. I'm gonna shank
you're
that motherfucker.
$100,000 to do that,
and then like, I'm dead, and I'm not playing video games anymore.
You break their arm and you fuck them up, and like spray shit in their face. It's all good.
Like if I could be the security guard in the tower outside,
sniping motherfuckers.
Right? Well, I mean, to, like I wouldn't actually hit anybody because
oh,
I've tried
runner.
To shoot.
What?
It's like, that's, maybe call that in.
I just feel like, there's a runner, and shoot him. Just for no reason.
I would shoot, I wouldn't hit him though, so.
Even if he's not like, gonna be able to get over the fence, you still shoot him and kill him.
Yeah, I wouldn't hit him, fun. That's.
Like a video game.
It's a little different.
Pretty similar, they're far away. It's like, they're like a dot on your fucking.
No, I'm not pulling up the moral issue of shooting another human. I'm just saying my aim is bad.
Well, there's that. I'm just saying, though, for $100,000, I'll fucking... I'll do whatever you want, man. I'll do anything you want.
Well,
just
we now know Jeff's price.
Yeah. $100,000, fuck.
He'll do anything for $100,000.
Other things you wouldn't even know.
I don't want to know what other things you do. I don't want to be
yeah.
in jail because of I know the things that you might do.
But yeah, that's all the questions I had. So, thank you. Yeah.
Is there anything
sure.
else in the feed?
Yes, I have a few things.
All right.
Okay. Okay. First, let's get to the questions. A couple other things I have to do. PGN writes, for some reason, some crazy madman is only letting you see slash do one thing only at PAX. That means one booth or one party, only one fun thing. Yeah. Is why, and I better be chilling with me.
Okay. Well, I'd chill with her.
Okay.
Right, you didn't really give us a choice.
No, many
options,
right.
Yeah.
I choose something I mean, other than that, because
right.
I don't care about your ass.
I mean,
Tony hates people, so.
Right. Microsoft booth, done.
I think that.
Because Paradox won't be there.
I would chill with her, because fuck all that shit.
Yeah. Too bad, Robert isn't coming, because he's the fucking best. But still. Anna is awesome.
Okay.
So we'll definitely hang.
Yeah, I'll keep her entertained with stories of stuff.
Okay, so I asked on Twitter, and I said, anyone that retweeted this tweet that I put out about, and I would talk about how awesome they are on my podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
How many X's did you get?
I got 7. So let's fucking rapid fire this shit, okay? Hold on, let me take a shot. Okay.
Is he behind? Is he falling behind? How dare you?
Well, no. You're not keeping him up.
You're not. So, Girls and Great Tours, which is with, I think Pan Diddy does that.
Yes.
But, and then also they're doing Twitch now recently. And they're awesome because they do Twitch and hang out and play games that I enjoy. And now Sharpshot does that with them. And it's really cool. So, and follow them and do their Twitch. Harris Foster retweeted, and he is awesome because I have no idea how old he is. I swear to God, we fucking met him when he was like 14 or 15, and now he's, I think, starting college or something.
So, now he's like 60. That's
what happened. So he was like 6 years before he even...
We met him 54 years ago.
Maddie Rhino Wino retweeted, he just started following me about 5 minutes ago, but from his profile picture, it's a goddamn knife right now on his chest, so you got a tattoo on your chest, so that's cool. That's awesome. Retweeted, and he's cool because he's from Boston, and he's a Jumook, but you know, he does keep it real. So
he's
I do.
A Patriots fan and a Sox fan.
Oh, no one likes those teams. That's for goddamn.
Fist pump.
So he's all right. He's a good guy. Dylan's a fucking Jumook. I have nothing good to say about him. So I'll move on to Sarah, who is a huge Sounder fan. She also has a lot of tattoos, which is really cool too. And she's just a fucking good bud, so she's awesome for that. And then finally, Nicolette retweeted me, and she's awesome because she does retweet a lot of my things, and she does regularly talk to me, so you guys should follow them. So there you go. I've done my...
That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
I should do
week.
That next week, but it's should I'll give you a reason why I hate you.
You should totally do that. we'll be back next week. I don't know what's going on. Jeff won't be here. He is he is going to Cuba or something.
Cuba.
Dominica.
Really? For what? What's the occasion?
My sister is tying the knot.
Oh, shit.
She doesn't need to go all the way there to tie a knot.
Hey,
she doesn't need to. I'm first behaving.
You can tie knots here.
Yeah.
Isn't your sister hot?
Supposedly.
That's a good answer. That's a proper answer. I don't want to answer that.
Also, I did notice that you guys have been tagging Fonzie's mom in your recent
every once in a while I will throw it.
I sometimes do.
Just a you know, little hint back to the old days.
Tradition. Like, I used to do it all the time. Everything I put on my Vigory, Fonzie's mom.
I know this old.
Yeah, so Jeff won't be here, next episode is my birthday episode, cause when it goes up, it'll be my birthday, so I may drink next week. A lot.
I will too, in your honor.
I might be able to make it next week. I'm trying to think what I have to do Wednesday though, so I'm not gonna make any promises, but I'll try and do it.
Alright. Don will be on as well, so.
Cool.
Hopefully Fozzie will be here, and Jeff will be having fun in the sun.
Yeah.
My first real absence, I think. I'm gonna cry.
Well, don't do that.
Right. Look, you can't get online access at your sweet hotel you're staying at?
I'm gonna be
done that.
I'm gonna be flying in that night and I'm gonna be fucking drunk.
Well, getting you on the plane, you have to be drunk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't really take flights too well, do you?
Oh, that's right, I forgot about that. You're not a
I'm gonna be like,
we need to go to PAX East. Yeah, we all need to go next year.
Well, we need to get Jeff on another plane.
I'm scared.
Yeah, okay. Do it.
You'll be fine, Jeff.
It'd be like 2 hours. You'll be a pro by then.
I remember when I flew to Boston, it was like 1 hour, and it felt like 6 hours.
Oh, so how long is this flight to Dominican?
Oh, man. It's like two connecting flights, probably like 7 hours.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. It's not that bad. Especially 1 hour, you go up in the air, they literally come down for one drink, and then you're back down.
Well, the other thing is, like, I'm not going to be by myself, so... Like, when I went to Boston, like, on the way there and back, like, I was, like, by myself.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
if you go out to PAX East, I'll fly to Chicago, and then we'll get a connecting flight to Boston.
We're gonna have to make this work.
Well, here's the thing. When is this?
It'll be in March.
I have some money then, so we'll see.
All right, cool. That'd be awesome to see all of us together and do, like, a live show. That'd be great.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. And you are going to PAX, right, Fozzie?
Yeah, I'll be at PAX for sure.
So that's actually next weekend.
I know, crazy, right?
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Well, maybe we get back on after PAX at some point and give us a report what went down there.
Yeah, sure. A lot of long lines, I'm sure it's going to be.
Yeah, like always.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of long lines I don't fucking care about this. I'll just peek over and be like, hey, what you playing over there? Let me touch that controller real quick for you.
You, like, maybe get your hand on a Xbox One or PS4 controller.
Would be nice. I just want to see what the PS4 controller even looks like. I mean, I know what it looks like, but I just want to see it in person and be like, oh, okay. I might be able to dig that. We'll see. So.
Yeah, I hope it feels a little better this time around.
It looks, it has potential. I'm going to just say that. I still think that the Xbox controller, I don't care who the fuck you are, it is still the greatest gaming controller out there. Come at me if you want to say anything different. I don't care what you say. So.
I use an Xbox controller on my PS3. Like, they make a model, like an off-brand model, that looks exactly like the Xbox controller.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because, listen, it's the truth. The PS4 controller is trying to become more and the Wii controller is essentially an Xbox controller. So clearly, they're shifting towards one way, which is the Xbox.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, we will be back next week. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff.